Hello, and welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, a podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Arielle Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a themed list of five podcast episodes, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. Learn more and subscribe to the newsletter at earbudspodcastcollective.org. On this podcast, we'll follow the format of our newsletter. You'll learn about the curator of the week, their chosen theme, and the five episodes that they've selected as part of that theme. We'll also have some more podcast-related stuff thrown in here and there. Hopefully, you'll find a new podcast or two to check out. So, let's get into it. What are we listening to this week?
Hello, everybody. I'm John Nissenblatt. You might recognize my last name. I'm Arielle's dad. She's out this week because of a fractured and healing, something that's not too funny, humerus, a fractured and healing humerus. So I'm stepping in to record Feedback with Earbuds. It takes a village. A bit about me. I'm a dad, a New Yorker, a New York Mets fan, a pitcher on my synagogue softball team, and the men's basketball public address announcer at New York's Pace University. Go Setters! I also own a tuxedo store in Westchester County called Marty's Formal Wear. And just because I'm here today, listeners of this podcast can get 25% off their prom tuxedos by mentioning Earbuds when you get your tuxedo. Let's see how podcasting advertising really works. But I'm not here to talk about tuxedos. I'm here for Earbuds. I'm ready to learn about this week's edition of the newsletter. Today, we want to tell you about the Murder and Mystery in the Last Frontier podcast. Take a trip to Alaska for Murder and Mystery in the Last Frontier. Listen to stories of actual murder and mysterious disappearances. And remember, in a land full of peril and vicious animals, humans are the most dangerous predators of all. Listen to Murder and Mystery in the Last Frontier on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. This week's Earbuds recommendations come to us from James Harper of Filter Stories, a podcast revealing the extraordinary stories hidden in your cup of coffee. Through these podcast picks, we learn about what is probably the most consumed drink in the world. Well, after water and maybe beer. This theme unpacks all of the ways in which coffee can affect our lives. It can be personal, cultural, and also political. Let's get into our podcast recommendations for the week. James chose the theme Podcast for Coffee Lovers. Why? He writes, "If you're like me and drink 2 cups of coffee a day, you're actually consuming 24 pounds of the drug every year. The coffee world is vast. Millions of farmers produce it on almost every continent. Each sip we take directly influences the world they and we live in. The Best Coffee Podcast can transport us across the world to surprise and delight us and help us choose our coffees more wisely." Here are this week's Earbuds episodes from James. The first episode is from the podcast Throughline from NPR and is called Resistance is Futile. Here's what James says about this episode. "We take coffee for granted today, but just 500 years ago, hardly anybody drank it." This is a gripping story of how people in the past were as afraid of coffee as we are today about self-driving cars and artificial intelligence. The second episode is from the podcast Filter Stories Coffee Documentaries and is called A Girl on a Coffee Farm. Here's what James says about this episode. "On my podcast, Filter Stories, I investigate the greenwashing that's pervasive within the coffee industry. I explore the real story of Sophia, a teenager living on a coffee farm in Nicaragua, and how her aspirations of going to school are being falsely marketed to us coffee drinkers in the USA. Next up, it's the Kitchen Sisters podcast, and the episode is called War and Peace and Coffee. Here's what James says about this episode. "Some people believe that the reason the Unionists defeated Confederates is down to the 10 cups of coffee each soldier drank every day. This excellent story by the Kitchen Sisters explores the biggest conflicts in the world through the prism of a morning cup of coffee on the battlefield. The next recommendation comes from the podcast Adventures in Coffee, and the episode is called Is Really Expensive Coffee a Ripoff? Here's what James says about this episode. Would you ever pay $75 for 3 ounces of coffee? This show travels to Panama and Bali to discover whether different types of coffee are legitimately expensive, or is it just one big marketing scam? The final recommendation comes from the podcast Containers, and the episode is called Episode 4, The Hidden Side of Coffee. Here's what Mr. James says about this episode. Thousands of containers of coffee are shipped across the oceans, but how do these piles of unroasted coffee seeds end up in our cups? The fourth episode in this series on containers unpacks the mechanics of the coffee supply chain. Thank you to James Harper for choosing these podcasts as part of this week's Earbuds theme, Podcasts for Coffee Lovers. We'll have a link in the show notes of this episode to all of these podcasts and more. In addition to our weekly 5 podcast picks, we also like to spotlight a podcast at the bottom of our newsletter. The idea is that if you have absolutely no interest in that week's theme, you can check out the Spotlit podcast for some more audio content. Podcasters, if you want your podcast spotlit in our newsletter and on the homepage of our website, we have an application link in the show notes of this episode. So this week, we're hearing from Jay Connor. Jay sits on the Earbuds Advisory Board. Jay chose to spotlight the podcast, The Stacks, a one-stop shop to talk about all things books and reading. Jay writes, if you love a good book, this podcast might make you love them even more. The Stacks not only delves into the best books, but it's graced with some of your favorite authors' favorite authors. Go listen now and thank me later. Thank you, Jay. Usually at this point in the show, there would be an interview between Ariel and a guest in the podcast space. Because Ariel is not here this week, we're going to skip out on the interview, but we'll be back with this feature in the future. Now, on with the show. A quick note from James Harper for some more coffee content. Fact of the day. Coffee was only invented around the time Michelangelo was chiseling his statue of David. Why did it take humans so long to invent it? And who and what gets exploited once humans develop a taste for this bitter drug? Discover more by tuning into Filter Stories, a podcast revealing the extraordinary stories hidden in your cup of coffee. Follow along at filterstories.org. And with that, we're going to wrap it up. We'll be back next week with more podcast recommendations. Feedback with Earbuds is written by Maya Rubin and Ariel Nissenblatt. It's mixed and designed by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslop.com. The newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonski. I'm John Nissenblatt, signing off. Until next week, stay safe, happy listening, and arrive home safely.